At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Break. Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers in the stone building, which you have seen, Sip.
Yes,
I'm in the southeast corner of the street.
It doesn't make the impression on me that it does on you.
You don't feel like you're in Yellowstone?
Come on, we'll figure that out.
You feel like you're in Yellowstone.
It's handsome.
Well,
it's handsome.
But up in Creighton, Nebraska, is where Shin Daddy resides,
yes.
And he's got every day something happening. What's happening today?
Well, he's busy again today, Creighton, guys. Bill. And there's been an olive branch thrown out. There's been a big olive branch that's come down from the Creighton school system from the Board of Education. Shin Daddy is your school daddy. Shin Daddy is your school daddy. He's now teaching a class at Creighton for seniors. You know the FFA, Future Farmers of America?
Yes.
He's the FBA, Future Bankers of America. And they're going to wear green corduroy coats, like the, you know, the blue coats that the guys wear around here, the FFA. They got, Brad Cohen is going to finance this.
Is he really?
Yes, he's going to finance. So he's lopping in a big.
Why green corduroy?
For money.
For money.
Green for money.
Yes. It's a corduroy. Banker,
yeah. So it's the Future Bankers of America.
Oh, God.
That. Yeah. So he's going to teach him everything about for those who dreamed about being a banker. And he's going to teach the class. He's going to teach him, hey, at 10:15, 2:30, take a break. Go to the break room. You have a donut. You have coffee. You talk about some things that are going on.
It's what we do.
It's what we do. We take coffee and we take some breaks right there. Then he talks finance. He invented FDIC and he also worked for the Comptroller of the Currency for the government. So he knows every banking law there is.
He's a brilliant person.
So he gets to go in there and teach everyone. So the olive branch has been thrown out to Shin Daddy, the school dad.
No, I'm going to tell you something. This FBA thing will catch on.
What's that? It will. This is going to be big.
And we're going to see kids in Lincoln.
There's going to be
green corduroys.
With green corduroys. There'll be a different weekend than it was with FFA. But they'll be walking all around Lincoln, going to the state capitol. Steve will bring them down. Now, this is going to branch into statewide.
Off.
It's going to be statewide.
It's going to take off. And you know what's going to happen, Bill? Yeah. There'll be initial confusion because people are like, wait a second.
Hold on. What is that?
What's Future Farmers? Did they change colors? Yes. No, those are future bankers.
Different organizations. So,
and those guys eventually they'll all become one because the farmers will be like, I'm going to need a banker.
So, and maybe eventually they come to town at the same time.
Same time. And also they have, all of a sudden it's at PBA and Steve will lead it. And Shin Daddy will be the leader of this. So if we could, but appreciate Brad Coyne.
Who's Brad Coyne?
Brad is the one that brought us in the Shin Daddy cutout.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Brad's been here before.
Oh, that's right.
And he's committed $500,000 to this program.
For the jackets?
Yes, for the jackets to get these to everyone.
This is...
For the Future Bankers of America.
Jake, do you understand what's going on?
Yeah.
Shin Daddy is an innovator.
Yeah.
Everything changed today. The whole world has changed.
He came up with Future Bankers of America.
Yes. Teach those to bank.
With an outfit, too. The green corduroys.
That's
pretty cool thought.
Yeah. Those jackets that the Future
image.
Farmers wear is incredible. They're incredible jackets.
You know who they are.
Right away. That's what Steve wanted was the identification. And he's not he stole / borrowed it from the idea of like, hey, what's the most – who do you recognize the best? If Speech and Drama walked by here, we really don't recognize them.
Know.
But the Future Farmers, we recognize immediately.
They're in town.
It's a blue coat and it's gold lettering.
Yep.
That's
and
what
you know
it is.
Exactly what's going
what's
on.
What's going on? Now you're going to know about banking.
Well, FDIC. Have green corduroys. Striking it's corduroy coats.
Teaching those
it's a
to
good
bank.
Look.
Yes. Future banker.
Yeah. FBA.
Right away. So what are you doing now? Future banker. Hoping to get on a Pinnacle. Hoping to get on them.
Yeah. I mean, their stature will be pretty high right away.
Right wow. away. When you start that through that initial program, imagine what the difference is going to be when you go to college. What'd you come up through?
FBA. Hold it.
Were you part of FBA?
Yeah,
I was. I was the leader of our chapter.
Yeah, and FBA has a good ring to it.
It's a great ring to it.
It sounds right. Yeah. It sounds right. Thank you to Shin Daddy for always sponsoring Hour 2 and Midwest Bank, always for sponsoring Hour 2 at Early Break.
Ben, pay attention because there's stuff going on.
Stuff's
being innovated.
Steve, how would you stand at the jukebox?
Palms down.
Show us. Look like at this. Yeah. Just like that. That's exactly. Look, and you make your selection.
Wailing.
Yeah, try to find some Wailing.
Mix in some Who.
Yeah.
Maybe Cars, just for the younger crowd.
Rick Ocasek. There we go.
Cars would be incredible.
Take a good little trifecta
Fat Bottom Girls.
How about that trifecta?
Yeah, how about that? All available on vinyl. Yep. And when you wanted to change the song, a guy would show up. He'd show up at the youth center.
God.
Me and Chris Buell.
Better
be
times. Better Somebody times. Had the job of changing records in the jukebox. To make
now
sure
now the jukebox is on the wall, and people can just do whatever they
from
want
from their
with
app,
it.
And pay to get ahead of people.
Yeah, pay to head
touch
ahead.
Tunes.
There should Shameful. Be a deal if you do pay to if you do pay to get ahead. Shameful. An alarm should go off on your phone so everyone in the place knows who did it. It's like wah wah wah. Oh, there's the guy. He just jumped you. He's right over there.
He's over at the popcorn.
That's the guy right there. He's
Take
the guy.
Him out.
Yeah, this wouldn't happen.
Enjoy your popcorn.
This wouldn't happen at Arnold's. Enjoy your popcorn.
Say Bud.
Bud.
Enjoy your popcorn, Bud.
Hey, Bud. Hey, Bud. Wow. I'm going to send a guy named Lyle over to see you here pretty soon.
Yeah. It won't end
say
well
hi to
for
Lyle.
You.
Say hi to Lyle. See how it goes. Show's taking a turn.
Thank you to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. 464-5685. Call Sports. Or text as always. You want to go to this topic? You want to go to the Herbert audio?
Let's go to Herbert.
Okay, all right.
This is gold.
Yesterday, Bill pointed this out to us. Jim Harbaugh, we all know is kooky. He's
we
a little
miss
weird.
Him. We miss
kooky.
Him.
You went with kooky.
He's kooky. He's weird, but he's our guy.
Yeah, he's that's a good.
Justin Herbert returned to practice. Is this what happened there,
yes.
Bill?
Interview. Yep.
Young Ben got this cut up.
Thank you, Ben.
From short clip, but Jim Harbaugh was asked about Justin Herbert being back at practice yesterday, and here is Harbaugh's response.
Felt like the music should be playing. I even thought I thought I heard music. Voices of Angels, maybe. Felt great.
He laughed.
It felt great.
Voices of Angels and music playing when the quarterback returns.
Justin Herbert's back to practice
in the preseason.
That was better than I thought it was going to be.
Play it again.
Do it again.
One more Play time. It again.
Felt like the music should be playing. I even thought I felt. I thought I heard music.
I don't think he's kidding.
Voices of Angels, maybe. It felt great. It felt great.
Angels.
I don't think he was joking.
No.
I think he thought he heard music. I think
remember, it's not a lie if you believe it.
He thought he heard music and Herbert showed up.
Angels were singing.
That was really better than I thought it was going to be.
And you wonder why you miss him in college football.
Oh, God. Yes.
Oh, you miss
That's
him.
That's why I cut him slack for just being an unavowed cheater.
Yes. I mean,
just, what was that?
Yeah. No, we didn't break any rules. Oh, yeah, Jim. You're delusional.
Oh, God, to hear him more often, though.
Oh, I know. He's beautiful. That was...
That's Harbaugh.
He busted. He cracked himself up.
He laughed.
He laughed at himself.
Hey, here it is. He laughed.
Do it one more time.
One last time, Jim Harbaugh.
Felt like the music should be playing. I even thought I felt. I thought I heard music. Voices of Angels, maybe. It felt great.
This is a man who's living in a camper on.
Yeah, he's living in a camper. He's living in a camper on the beach. He's living in an RV. Head coach. You think he would like if someone bypassed his song on jukebox? No.
He knows exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
because he lived in better times.
He lived in better times.
There you go. We have something else to play from another former quarterback.
Okay.
That's a head coach. Okay. Mike Gundy, our friend.
Okay. This is fun.
Mike Gundy, a little more serious tone this one.
Okay. Well, set it up, Jake.
Mike Gundy was talking to media this week.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And he is sick of his players asking for more money before the season begins. He wants to shut the operation down now that football season's here. Here's Mike Gundy explaining that to media this week.
That's what I told the players. That, you can just, there's no negotiating now. Portal's over. Right. You can enjoy, all negotiations history. Now we're playing football.
You can enjoy
just coaching and playing football.
Conference and a 12-team playoff and everything being so different, just the newness of it all.
Yeah, and you know the business side of what we do now is we have to have those conversations with them. You know, tell your agent to quit calling us and asking for more money. It's non-negotiable now. Going to start again in December. So now we're able to direct ourselves just at football, and that part is fun because there's been so much other stuff going on. It's been hard to really focus on football.
Okay. Mike Gundy has spoken on NIL.
That was Barry Trammell in the background.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was Barry Trammell. You know what's interesting? I like what he's doing. He's putting his foot down. But and Bill, you don't have to support me on this. I know it because I've experienced it. I've seen it. What happens with these kids is a kid will have a good game and he'll be in the 1890 office or whatever office. Could happen anywhere in the country. It's so loosely structured and odd. Like a kid, one good game. Okay, I need some more money.
When
now.
You sign your contract, maybe it'd be a rookie contract, whatever contract you sign in the NFL, and you go out and you throw 5 touchdown passes, you don't get to go up to the GM or the owner. Hey, see that?
Right.
But no, you signed
it. It's really odd.
And now, but technically they could. They could be like going, you're right, playing really well. I mean, technically they can do more for you
They can now.
Imagine if it's the opposite. Can you imagine this one? This is where that you can't do because then that word gets out. But imagine all of a sudden someone's playing terible. It's like, hey, we're paying you this much.
We saw it with Jeff Sims.
And that was 3 turnovers.
Right.
And what are we doing?
Okay. Now, here's
so
the thing.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Now, I got to be careful here. I think it's changed a little bit at some places where they do enter into contracts now. But when it first started, it was literally like that. If a kicker made 3 field goals, he might be in the office, the collective, the next day. Saying, hey.
Game winner. Pay up.
Right. So you can't have it like that. And that Gundy's kind of referring to that scenario.
Oh, it's gold, though. How much great would it be just to tell them, I want to talk to you about it. You know, just want to see where we're at with something. Season started. How about he said, though, right away? What do you say? We'll talk in December. Because you're going to be talking to your entire team in December.
Do that. If you're a head coach, just do that. No, we're not doing this thing where we're negotiating during the season. We're not negotiating during camp. It's over. We'll see after the season if you want to talk about that stuff.
There's a chance that every year, if you have 85 on scholarship, whatever the number is, that you talk to each one of them. Okay, here's where you're at. This is where you're at. This is what we're doing. There's gonna be some that are on contract that things didn't go that well for them. They're just keeping their head down, not saying a word. Like, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm good.
You know, 100% true.
Yeah, I'm good.
100%.
I'm going to stay right where I'm at. This is gold. I'm good.
Yeah.
And so, I thought it was Gundy's great.
Gundy.
He's fun to listen to.
Boy, Gundy and Harbaugh in one day. Thanks, Jake.
You're welcome.
That's incredible.
Still coaching.
Nothing.
Former quarterbacks, both of them.
Both are interesting guys.
Probably
too.
Similar age guys, right?
How old is Harbaugh? You check that. Yeah. Ben just kind of gave us a blank stare over
Harbaugh,
there.
I'm going to guess. Let's do the guess thing. I'm going to say 61.
61 to 62, I'm going to guess.
And Gundy, I'm going to say 59.
I'm trying to type here.
Yeah. Okay. Is Ben working on this?
Harbaugh is 60 years old.
60.
He turned 61 in
and
December.
And I bet you Harbaugh's 59 or 6. I bet you Gundy's 59 or 60. 59.
I thought Harbaugh
was
a year too old.
Mike Gundy is 57.
Ooh, yes. He's a little younger.
He just turned 57 like last week.
Okay, he's a little younger.
Okay.
Yeah, a little younger. Okay.
Delivering wonderful quips to us.
Yeah, that was interesting. Barry Trammell clearly was writing something like you guys were talked about earlier. Look at the popularity of the college game. Don't have it marred by that sideshow, the cash grab. You know, don't have it marred by the cash grab. It's popular. I was wrong. I thought the cash grab by players would affect the popularity of the sport. It clearly hasn't. I mean, we're jacked. I'm jacked. Yeah. Think about it. I mean, I get.
That's what we kept saying last year. It's like, hey, just turn the TV on. And this year is going to be nuts. Part of that StubHub also because of we talked about the schedules being better, all those things. There's a lot of more teams that feel they're included.
Yep.
Because of 12-team playoffs. There's teams going like, we got a chance here. Right. You know, we got a chance.
Look at that list that Murphy put out.
Yes.
People are talking about right now. It's like, well, looks like everyone thinks right now it's going to be Ohio State and Oregon in the Big Ten championship game, but Penn State's in there at ninth.
In the playoff.
So now the difference of that game is like, hey, listen, we lost a game to Ohio State. It used to be if you lost to Ohio State, you were done because Ohio State wasn't going to lose two games for you to have a chance to get back in. So now it's like, no, we're not done. Just keep playing well. We lost a game. It's a tough loss. Keep playing well. We still have the end picture is there. That's what's keeping, and that's also what will keep stadiums full.
Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Look at Virginia Tech. I mean, they'll have a shot probably. Miami, we kind of scoffed. Miami will have a shot.
Potentially at the 3 seed for Brett Murphy.
I mean, hell, if Nebraska wins 9, you start thinking.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. They'll at least be in conversation. I talked about November 1st, mm-hmm. For the 12 spots, there's going to be 50 teams available.
Yeah, if Nebraska has 8 wins going into November, you don't start thinking about, oh, this is a nice season. You start thinking, okay, wait, this could get really weird.
We get this, and we beat Iowa at the end.
Right.
We're in.
Right.
We're in the playoff.
Yeah.
Because there's a chance. What you really need is a couple times there are some 9-3 teams that make it legitimately. Because that also gives you some, like, hey, we don't have to be NFL. How many times are they talking to the NFL? Hey, guys. We got to run the table.
No.
All they're talking about is like, hey, we got to be good. It's got to get in. Get in the playoffs. Yeah. I mean, the Chiefs were a wild card last year.
Yeah, get in.
Exactly. They just get in. They went to play on the road.
Yeah. I mean, Virginia Tech, just give yourself a shot. Mm. Give yourself a shot.
Before we get to break, quick plug for our friends at Trados.
Trados.
They grew up in farms. They have traded a lot of grain. They love the grain industry. And grain marketing is not easy, but it can be if you simply go work with the team at Trados, Adam Mickus and crew. Bill.
Well, I tell you what, those guys, like I said, they're just doing a tremendous job with that. And I love talking to Adam about it. He gets so fired up about his crew like that. So Doug and Drew, they're new partners. Doug and Drew are new partners also that are just killing it for them in the business. So when they're hiring new partners and they're expanding, how's the business going?
Good.
You're just all this never like going like, hey, listen, things are really taking a nosedive. What should we do? Well, let's just start adding people. No, we need to get ourselves put together. The reason that this is happening is because the farmers are getting on board. We talked about the incredible yields that are going to be coming in with that axle busting crops. And then what are you going to do with that axle busting crop right there? One thing you want to do is you want to make sure you go to Acres.
That's right. Acres.
Go to Acres.
Absolutely.
Because they're the ones that Acres specializes in axle sturdiness. And so they're the ones that specialize that. And so they're
they have somebody.
They have a whole program for axle sturdiness. And then when they have those bumper crops, they have to be sold. That's where the ICUS team comes in. It's where Trados comes in.
God, what an
opportunity to have that. What if we had that? What if someone came in and we had just someone come in like that? We could sit down with some people in the business. What if all of a sudden Greenberg comes in? Wouldn't it be fun to talk to him?
Greenberg.
Greeny.
Yeah, Greeny.
Oh, Greeny.
Yeah, Greeny.
Yeah, you lost me
a little bit. Oh, yeah, Greeny. Yeah, I love Greeny.
I'm still thinking about the yields. Yeah. And
the axles. I know. It's a lot. Can you imagine how mad you are if you're going like, hey, I got this giant truck full of corn. We're going to make a lot of money off it. And all of a sudden, bam!
Yeah, and it's buried in the field.
Buried in a field.
Yeah, and somebody got to get it out.
Because your axle snapped.
Because now you got to get it out of there.
That's why we have Acres. That's why we have Bex. That's why we have crop protection from First Rate Ag. And Trados and sell it.
Go Trados.com.
Go.
GOTREDAS.com. When we come back, Ohio State, Fort All-Americans. Preseason, we get to the next early break in the ticket.
Maximize.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.